Episode 2656, Will You Ever Win?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, the sky is awake, so you have got to be awake. It is all about mindset. Where are you in your personal development? Where are you in the direction that you're headed? Have you thought about how to lead your day? Will you ever win? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Never say never can come back and haunt you. But now that never is here, will you ever win? You know, how many times have you used never in a sentence when it comes to your dreams or goals? A lot of times we use it more than we realize. The word becomes a part of our everyday vocabulary. So why even speak about never say never? Why is it that important? Well, I know you're not here to settle. You're a woman of impact. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. You are striving for something more than mediocrity. You do not settle. But one thing you must remember, and we've got to remind ourselves of this, is that the words you use in your vocabulary have power. Power to give or power to take away. Power to empower or power to crush. Will you ever win? Well, sometimes we can bury ourselves in the nevers instead of running toward our endeavors. Never say never. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Never say never. Now, there are times that I'm thinking, okay, I just want this cold, whatever it is, to go away. My voice is not normal. Now, I know my vocal cords have been agitated. I've had a cough for a while now. And then with the change of seasons, it's just that time of year. But I got to tell you, I'm getting a little impatient. And we get impatient in real life, don't we? Our reality sets in and we're like, ha, this isn't going to work. So we say, this is never going to happen. Uh-huh. Have you already used the word never? Seriously, think about it. We probably have already used it in our vocabulary this morning, this afternoon, and we don't even know we're doing it. But right now, I'm telling you, your time is the present. But first, you have to know where never is showing up. Are you using it for ultimatums? Are you telling it to your children? Are you telling it to yourself? Have you tried so many times to lose weight? You're like, this is never going to happen. Are you using it as an excuse? It keeps you from doing what is really hard work, so it's easier to do just what you're doing, right? Never say never. But you could just kind of blend in. You don't have to stand out. Are you hiding from stretching yourself? So many times, what is worth having means that we have to go outside of our comfort zone. We have to get out of that comfy recliner and get into the hard chair to keep us moving and grooving. How are you using the word never in your verbal and nonverbal communications, like when you chat with your best girlfriend? Having those shower talks with yourself. Do you ever have those? And all of a sudden you're just in this conversation. You're like, wow, how long have I been in the shower? But how many times have you said never? What about the thoughts when you're lying down to sleep? Your mind is beginning to quiet and you're reminiscing. You're reflecting on your day. And all of a sudden you've got like four nevers already. And you go to sleep with that thought in your mind. It's important to know what you don't know so you then can know. Are you confused yet? I know. Stick with me here. That means the world is your oyster. You don't have any excuse. You can stretch yourself. But number one, you have to be who you are. You've got to be willing to stand where you are. Even though you're changing and you're becoming this incredible person that God wants you to be, that doesn't mean that you still don't honor who you are. And we forget that. We throw ourselves under the bus. We protect everybody else, but we throw ourselves under the bus. Number two, you got to grow with each step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You don't hear me say one step at a time leads to steps of greatness. That sounds fine, but it's not true. It's all about growing with each step. When you're ready to honor yourself, you're ready to stand out. And that doesn't mean that you're ready necessarily to be noticed by everybody, but your reflection that you see, you're like, I got this. I am in it to win it. And finally, number three, hang in instead of hanging out. Most of the time, we're just kind of like, nah, comfy chair. I don't have to worry about anything. But if you hang in, that means when failure comes, you're just learning more things. Success is around the corner. So take aim for what matters. Action ignites motivation. I don't know if you noticed this weekend, right? We celebrated Easter. Maybe you had time with family and friends, took lots of pictures. Maybe you had an Easter egg hunt. Isn't it so cute to see the little ones looking for eggs? Well, it's even cuter watching the big ones look for eggs, but that's for another episode. But maybe you didn't realize, with all of that happening, there was a brand new league starting this weekend. Yes, USFL. Now, I think in a previous episode, I called it the XFL. My mistake, I stand corrected. It's the USFL. Eight teams were scheduled to play this past weekend. And the first inaugural game was between the New Jersey Generals and the Birmingham Stallions. Now, if you love the game of football, I promise you, you're going to enjoy this league. You can tell the guys are playing with a determined attitude. It's not like, haha, I got this. You know, they're not playing like they're entitled. They want to play the game. They have a respect for the game, and they're in it to win it. And this showed in both Jamar Smith, number six. He was a backup quarterback to Alex McGough, and Brandon Aubrey, number 10. He was the kicker. Both play on the Birmingham Stallions team. Well, will they ever win? One being 25 and the other 26? Well, I'm sure as days and months turned into years, they probably questioned it themselves. Will we ever play football professionally? Will we ever get to do what we love to do? The love of the sport of football. Well, on Saturday evening, Jamar Smith was given the opportunity to play quarterback because Alex McGough went out with an ankle injury in the second quarter. And after halftime, the Stallions came back to tie the game 21-21. But the Generals would have no part of it. Even though their kicker missed two or three other points, he made the field goal, giving them the lead with only a minute 39 seconds left in the game. Oh yeah, talk about gritting your teeth. Will they ever win? It was intense. Never say never. Smith had a couple good plays that put them close to the goal line. When the play was called with only seconds to play, Smith saw the hole and made a touchdown. The backup quarterback now had his time. Never say never. And then to top it off, Brandon Aubrey, a kicker from Notre Dame, sealed the four-point lead with the extra point kick. Now, what's special about Brandon? Now, listen up here, seriously. This was his first football game ever. You heard me right. He played ball in college, but it was soccer. Never say never. Don't you think Jamar Smith and Brandon Aubrey are worthy? You are worthy too. But maybe you were told you will never amount to anything. Maybe you were told that this is not your time. Maybe years have passed and you don't even think you can live out your dream. But I'm here to tell you, never say never. Brandon and Jamar, they never gave up. Never wasn't in their vocabulary. And who would have thought they would have won the first game? Brandon's kicks a 4-point win, 28-24. The first USFL inaugural game won by Birmingham Stallions. Congratulations. Never say never. Words have power and action puts them into motion. Allow yourself the opportunity to pursue your purpose, to pursue your passion, and be present in your life's journey. Will you ever win? Never say never. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.